Lashana, Tova, Tiki Tevu, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my wonderful partner and minister of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, my dear. And yes, Lashana, Tova, Tiki Tevu, which means may you be inscribed for a good year. But wow, what a sadful mess out there. We sure have a lot to talk about tonight.
Yes, we do. But I must say you did nail it last month.
Oh, you mean like about the solar eclipse coincidentally happening on the day before the season of repentance called Teshuvah?
Yes, and we highly recommend you go to our archives and re-listen to those programs.
Right, because we are still in that 40-day window till September 30th, which is the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur.
And we looked at biblical examples of how God purposely would use this false season to correct and also warn the people.
Both Jews and Gentiles. And we brought it up to date with all the hurricanes, which often occurs during Teshuvah.
And the 9/11 attack, which we memorialized yesterday.
Right. So let's pray for those affected by the storms and all our listeners tonight, because it probably will continue to be chaotic, and we are watching Jose.
Yeah, good old Jose coming up. All right, Lord God, creator of all things, as we get ready to memorialize your creation this Rosh Hashanah, let us be continually mindful of your awesomeness that encompasses us all. Your word speaks of dire days before your return, and that we should encourage one another as we see this day approaching. So as the body of Christ, we pledge to you our loyalty, our love, and our stamina to, against all odds that may occur, continue to preach the gospel and give hope to the lost. Give divine assistance to all those affected by the storms, and particularly watch over those who are called by your name. We lift up to you the salvations of our loved ones and any afflictions of your bride. And we ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, people are slowly beginning to recover from their, in some cases, very devastating losses from both Harvey and Irma, certainly calling these unprecedented storms.
Yeah, we received an email last week from a teenager asking why God allows storms of such great intensity to happen in America, and I know you have a great answer for that.
Well, remember, Jesus rebuked the storm on the Galilee, which tells us that Satan can brew up storms, but God can stop them. You know, however, when you have a predominantly godless society where we are essentially kicking him out of everywhere.
You know, especially our schools.
And on top of removing prayer, they are teaching and approving homosexuality and transgenderism to our kids.
Yep.
So therefore, he is and actually has been lifting his hand of protection, hoping perhaps through these heavy warnings that people will realize how much we do need him.
Yep, quick to blame God and forget about Satan. President Trump's trying to restore us back to a majority Christian nation, but, you know, many are fighting it.
Interesting that we see historical statues being removed, but monuments to Baphomet and Baal, well, they can stay.
And actually, they're on the rise.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God is a jealous God. And praise be unto him that we can have a personal salvation and not a collective salvation, as Obama spoke of often.
Even declaring that we are no longer a Christian nation.
That moment was so appalling. I wept. Mm-hmm. And after the rapture, though, he'll be right, because it won't be Christian anymore.
Mm-hmm.
At least not for a while. By the way, I was very disturbed when, so soon after Steve Bannon left the White House, so did Sebastian Gorka, the two most conservative nationalists of the whole bunch.
Yeah, the swamp has not drained.
And in fact, there are more Democratic thinkers there now when you include the rhinos in Congress and so many generals that, as a rule, think war over diplomacy.
Yeah, the handwriting, I believe, is on the wall.
And this season of Teshuvah could very well be a prelude to a big war. You know, in the Freemasons book called Morals and Dogma, they said they would have 3 world wars.
You think it could be over North Korea?
Well, you know, you got to always know that the public never gets the real story when it comes to news. President Trump is selling more arms, missile defense systems, and other U.S. technologies to South Korea and Japan.
Yeah, so more money to big companies.
Right. Which does not make them very sad, of course. A few even concluding that Kim Jong-un is actually a puppet to the global elite. Although, it's not openly talked about, the global elite want to take down China because, along with Russia, they're just not playing ball and have been pushing out the petrodollar and using its yuan for many foreign trade transactions.
And that's a big no-no.
You know, other countries who tried that were heavily reprimanded, as in the year 2000 when Saddam Hussein of Iraq declared he would no longer accept U.S. petrodollars for payment of gas and oil. Wow, quickly came 9/11 in 2001, and that became our excuse, along with the lie that he had weapons of mass destruction. And we went after him in 2003.
You know, Iraq now uses the U.S. dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And Syria threatened as well.
Yes, they did. In 2006, all of a sudden, Assad was accused of chemical weapons on his own people. But I don't believe it. Just ask the Christians how very well they were treated in Syria. And now they're gone. Then came Iran in 2008. And so we heavily sanctioned them because they wanted to use the, didn't want to use the petrodollar either. So then they decided to nuclearize even more until Obama loosened the sanctions and paid them off, but he had to use foreign cash because they didn't want the U.S. dollar.
And remember that director, I think, of the International Monetary Fund?
Right. He called for a new world currency, and just 3 months after, later, there was a maid at the New York hotel that alleged that he had sexually assaulted her, and so he was soon forced out within weeks.
Yeah, and Gaddafi in Libya tried as well.
Yes, in 2011, and he was brutally killed. And so they used the dollar. And, you know, in 2017, Qatar tried, and then all of our allies cut off diplomatic relations with them. And now they are siding more with Iran. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, because we have threatened military action to them also.
Oh, yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget Russia, who have allied with China and Iran. And now everything is blamed on Russia. Then we had a big hand in removing Ukraine's loyal to Russia president and replacing him with a more Western idealist, Petro Poroshenko.
Petro. You know, even his name is kind of a fitting pun.
It is. Oh, and one more country is Venezuela, whose President Chavez tried to stop using the petrodollar, and he suspiciously got cancer and died. Then the next president, Maduro, who is now, has also been threatening the same. And now look what's happening there. We really are instigating a coup. And I just read where Putin, to help with their food shortages, is giving them 60 tons of wheat per month.
What do you think Russia's going to get in return?
Oh, well, they get to go ahead and build a military base there to build equipment. And actually, they're welcoming Russia's presence.
Yeah, that's pretty close to North America, you know.
Tis so.
Okay, we must move on. Anything you want to reveal about Israel?
Well, yes. Last Thursday, the Syrian army confirmed that a military site near Mashhad was bombed, where the Iranian-backed Hezbollah regime is thought by the IDF to have stockpiled chemical weapons and missiles. And then a report came out that North Korea was also storing weapons and plutonium there. So obviously North Korea and Iran are working together. And then Israel said afterwards that we are ready and determined to defend ourselves and ensure the safety of Israeli citizens. We will do whatever it takes to prevent a Shiite corridor from Iran to Damascus.
You know, I'm sure our president knew exactly what Israel was going to do.
Oh, no doubt. And isn't it also interesting that it happened soon after Saudi Arabia's Prince Salman made a discreet visit to Israel, despite the fact that the Jewish state in Saudi Arabia do not have official diplomatic ties?
Yeah, that key word is official.
Oh, yeah, right. Because most know that they have a common enemy, Iran.
Uh-huh.
And let me add, today begins a two-week annual UN General Assembly of Nations in New York.
And now in their 72nd year.
That's right. And Netanyahu will meet with his good friend President Trump the day after the assembly, before heading back to Israel to talk things over. Trump is scheduled to address the UN on the first day of the open debate, which is the second week, and that's next Tuesday, to specifically address some concrete changes to reform the role of the UN. Other topics by many speakers will be on world peace, North Korea, the new global human order, in other words, the one world government, and, of course, climate change.
Hmm. Is North Korea a UN member?
It is.
Wow.
And by the way, the Vatican city/state does not desire to join. They would have to follow international law, and they would rather follow its own laws because it has its own laws and its own courts,
right,
and its own economy. And,
and its own post office and its own everything.
And everything, right.
You can send your end time questions by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are needed and greatly appreciated, which will automatically put you on our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
All right, then. Everyone who knows about our Lord's appointments gets pretty excited every fall. And really for a very good reason. When I was a new believer, we were taught that Jesus could return at any time. But now, through the Holy Spirit, who is opening his bride's eyes to our Hebrew roots, because we are likely the last generation. So, many have learned about how these amazing appointments in Leviticus 23 and other scriptures that he made with his righteous, and by the way, that includes us. And that's because we have been grafted into his promises to include the Messianic kingdom. And that better excite you, for it is a comforting hope that will sustain you in all life's problems. You know, he never promised us a pain-free life. Psalm 34 tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he will deliver us through them all, and he does, and as well will reward us accordingly at the beam of judgment as to how we handle life situations. You know, can we still be that beacon when we are going through sometimes horrendous difficulties? The last three appointments to be fulfilled come in the fall harvest season, so you can surely understand why we get more excited during this time. And if he doesn't come this year, we have yet another year to bring more lost souls into salvation. You know, how did Paul put it to the Philippians? He said, I am hard pressed. I'd rather go with the Lord, but if needed, here, then I shall remain. I also want to say that there are many scriptures where the Holy Spirit has revealed a deeper understanding, and it's amazing to perceive them as I never had like 30 years ago. You know, I often mention James 5 verse 7 where he tells us to be patient for the coming of the Lord. It's like the farmer who waits for the precious fruit of the earth as it receives the early and the latter rain. You know, there are two major rains in Israel, one in the spring and one in the fall. Jesus is compared to the two rains who first gave his ultimate sacrifice for our sins during Passover season when the spring rains occur, and therefore will return when the fall rains occur to fulfill his last three appointments, the next being the Feast of Trumpets. And by the way, the Hebrew word for feast is moed, which means appointment. Also in the parables, he states that the tares remain and the wheat with the wheat till the great harvest. And that's in the fall season. So let's quickly review the first four appointments, which begins on Passover, Nisan 14, when he applied his own blood on the wood as historically, the Hebrews also applied the blood of the lamb on the wood around their door to escape death. Then on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Nisan 15, he took our leaven, our sins, and buried them in the grave on the same anniversary date of the Hebrews leaving Egypt after eating their unleavened bread. Leaven always represents sin. Then Jesus rose from the dead on the Feast of First Fruits as the first fruits of the resurrection on Nisan 17. That was the same day they escaped from the enemy through the Red Sea. They were victorious, just like we can have victory over our enemy. Then, 50 days later on Sivan 7, a Sunday, they received their Torah and commandments. Jesus fulfilled Pentecost by sending his Holy Spirit to empower us, bringing gifts and especially a deeper understanding of our Torah, the whole Bible. Now, right now we are in the church age waiting for that last trumpet, which is an idiomatic phrase for the Feast of Trumpets. Its Hebrew name is Rosh Hashanah, meaning head of the year. It is the anniversary of the creation, more particularly man. Rosh Hashanah lasts for 2 days, Tishri 1 and 2. This year on our calendar, it falls on the new moon of September 20th at sundown till Friday the 22nd at sundown, which advances the Hebrew calendar to September 23rd. Now, this is the time that those who look at astronomy are watching for the planet Jupiter to exit the woman. Many are very excited about this, for they feel it's a birthing of something, perhaps the rapture. Now, as you already know, I am cautious with this because I believe there must be some evidence of a possible agreement to include Jerusalem, at least ready to be confirmed, between Israel and someone who will at some point be deemed the Antichrist. And that'll be during the tribulation, biblically called Jacob's trouble, as prophesied in Daniel 9:27. Right now, there is not even a hint of that, particularly that includes Jerusalem, at least for this year. But there is a huge probability that it should be next year. I can honestly say it would not bother me at all to be wrong, because I truly desire to see his face. But I am sure about this, We don't have to wait long to find out. It's still a very exciting time. Now, the other problem I have is that some are saying that Revelation 12:5 is the church and refers to the rapture. But I teach it is Jesus, who is always referred in Scripture as the child or the man-child, who was quickly ascended to the throne to present himself to the Father as the first fruits wave offering to fulfill their yearly requirement in the temple. That is why Mary at the tomb was not allowed to touch him, because the Hebrew priests were not allowed to be touched prior to this offering as well. Now later we see Jesus encouraged Thomas to touch him, for he had returned later on the same day. Now, unless one knows these customs, we often look at scriptures through Western thinking eyes, which is why I encourage Christians to learn just a basic knowledge of the Jewish side of Jesus. We will continue this study next week. And be sure to send me your questions on this topic so that I can address them. Remember, there is a boatload of knowledge on our webpage, both in archived radio programs and in monthly newsletters. So take advantage of it. And don't forget, your libraries have computers, if you don't have one, and they will teach you how to use them. Don't let the enemy tell you you're not able to, or you can't, or you're too old, or you're disabled, and all that. If you have the will, God will provide the way, because Satan lies, just like he lies about everything. Now, if you're listening out there and you might have just tuned in by accident, maybe you thought you were getting a sports program or something, just know that there is a supreme God who sent his only Son so that you can have eternal life with him. There is still time. So right now, give your heart and life to the Lord. Don't wait. Admit you are a sinner and just invite him into your heart. If you really mean it, then you are sealed for the kingdom. And by the way, if you think you are a sinner and are too bad of a sinner and you got to try to stop doing that before you can give your heart to the Lord, that's stinking thinking, because I'm still a sinner, but now I'm saved by grace. Get saved and then let God do the changing, because in and of ourselves, we are nothing and will always fail. Then start reading the Word and let Him supernaturally change you, because He's going to grow in you and change you from the inside. It is a miracle, but it can be your miracle. So just do it. Look around you. See the turmoil. Things are happening. He's coming back. Let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing. Yivrekaka Adonai v'yishmereka, Ya'er Adonai panav v'leka v'yuneka, Yasei Adonai panav v'leka v'yisem l'hashalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. Psalm 122:6. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.